What's the halacha? Someone's drinking water and he's masupik, and the little drinking is masupik if he made a shakal. He started drinking, he's not sure if he made a shakal. He can't make a bracha over because he's masupik. Maybe he made a bracha already and it'd be bracha vatala. He doesn't want to drink vaita because he's not sure if he made a bracha. You know, suffak bracha salhakal, but that's again, also the henik's playing on hazebali bracha. It's not so posh, there's a mashar and kivega. In bracha staf yud beis, it's mashma that if a person is not sure and he can't make a bracha, he takash should stop eating. He takash indeed, because also gan is bagam zebli bracha. About kaponim, the easiest way would be to have someone be moitzim with a bracha at this point. Let him find somebody else to make a shahakal and be moitzim with a shahakal. But what would be if his friend comes along and his friend is eating mezainis? His friend wants to make a mezainis. Can he ask his friend to be moitzim him with the psicha, the bracha? Tell his friend, make the bracha out loud, be moitzim me with the first words, Baruch Atah Hashem, Malkeinu Melech Ha'olam. And when you say, Baruch Atah Mezainis, I'll say, Shachal Nibidvarei. Would that work? He wants to be Yetzah, the first half of the bracha with Shemei Ka'ina, and the second half will finish off himself. Is that Yetzah? Is that what Lechayr would say? Why not? It should work, but we're going to see, it's not so pashut. The Mok of this Inyan, believe it or not, is actually the Mogen Avram we've been learning the past few weeks. We've been learning the past few weeks, the Magen Avraham Shita, about a Ben Yigimel. This we look at a Bar Mitzvah, a boy is 13 years old and he's a Gadol. The reason is because the Gemara in Nida Dachman Vav, it's called Chazaka de Rava. Rava said, a member, Amar Rava, Ketana Shagil Chal Shanei Seha, Chazaka Shevi Yisamanel. The real title of a Gadol is someone that brings Simonim, someone that brings Shnei Sairus Lamata. But Rava said, when a girl reaches 12 and a boy reaches 13, it's a chazaka that they brought someone and vein suich and bedika. You don't have to do bedika. But the Gemara ends off, hani mi'in l'ni mi'in. Avon l'ni chalitza suich and bedika. And the Magen Avraham wins the Gemara. Pshat the Gemara is that only for dinim derabanan are we semach a chazaka derava. For dinim deraisa, you would have to have bedika. You'd have to make sure the person brought someone. The moshul, this that women start for Ben Yigimel, a 13-year-old boy to dam for the Yomid or to be part of a minion, that's the Rabbanon. That was Semech on Chazaka the Rava. We assume that he brought some on him when he reached 13. Of anything deraisa, the moshul to be Maisius and Kiddush, the mitzvah of Kiddush on Leil Shabbos is deraisa. It's a pasuk. Zachas Yom Shabbos is a kachay. It's not that from the pasuk. It's a mitzvah deraisa. For that, you have to be sure that he brought some on him. So the pasukim say, for that you don't rely on Chazaka the Rava. Either we do bedika, and today the Pesukim Taka say we're not bekim in bedika. We don't even really know how to recognize what's a sire and what's a shuma. So what we do is we wait until the boy is nismali's kainite, whose beard grows in. When his beard grows in, that's a simon that he brought Cyrus Lamata also. But stam is a 13-year-old boy, we're not semichon for kiddush. We might say for kiddush deraisa. So the Magen Avraham talks about, how is a 13-year-old boy might see an Isha? It's interesting. Why is he talking about an Isha? Why not an Ish? I think he's just talking practical that most men know how to make Kiddush themselves. You don't need a 13-year-old boy to be might see them. And a more practical case is a woman doesn't know how to make Kiddush. She needs the boy to be might see her. Or today's day and age would be maybe common if the father goes away and the oldest boy at home is a bar mitzvah boy and he's proud of himself. He wants to make Kiddush. And he wants to be might see the whole family. He feels he's a gadol. He might see all the younger children. That even if he's a cotton, he might see other ketanim. But how is he might see his mother? How is he might see his isha? So zok the Magen Avraham, he taka can't. And what should you do in such a case with the mitzvah is making kiddush? So the Magen Avraham gives an etza. The Magen Avraham says she should be mekadosh herself. She should say the kiddush together along with him. That's the lashon Magen Avraham. She should say the words of kiddush together along with the Ben Yigil making kiddush. And the Magen Avraham ends off vayin mashak safti reisim and kuftzad gimel. Give a look what we wrote in the beginning of Simen Kuf Tzad Gimel. In the beginning of Simen Kuf Tzad Gimel, the Magen Avraham says an interesting thing that Nachayin, really the proper way is always a woman should say Kiddush over together with a person being Mekadosha. Even if a girl was making Kiddush, even if a husband was making Kiddush, the proper thing is that a woman should say the words of Kiddush together with him. What's the reason? There he's a girl, it's not a problem for the girl to be Maitzia. So the Magen Avraham says over there two reasons. First reason is, Shulchan Aruch brings down, it's a machlokes yishanim, if you can be maitzi someone with Shemei Ka'ina if you don't understand the words, if you don't understand Lashon HaKadosh. It's a machlokes in Brachos, Daf and Vav. Rashi Shita is, you could always be Yetzer Shemei Ka'ina, even if you don't understand the words. But Taisus and the Rosh, Achayel. Taisus and the Rosh hold that if you don't understand Lashon HaKodesh, you cannot be Yesu B'Shemei Kaina. Some are going to Taisus Mesupik. But Gapanam and Taisus Cheshish to this, that Taisus and the Rosh hold, you cannot be Yesu if you don't understand Lashon HaKodesh. Now, all the Pesukim say that Minhag HaOlam is like Rashi. That we're similar to Rashi Shita, that you can be Yesu B'Shemei Kaina, even if you don't understand the words. But Zokta Magen Avraham, it's Kedai to be Machmeh. Like the case in the Rosh, could I to understand what you're listening to understand the words, to be able to properly shmeikah in on Chol Deis. Is that the Magen Avraham? Nashim, at least in the times of the Magen Avraham, Nashim Tzkanis, and they were not Mulamadis, they weren't taught, and they did not know Lashon HaKodesh, and they did not know what the words of Kiddush meant. So therefore, the Magen Avraham said they should say Kiddush along together with the person being Maitzi them, to make sure they Yetzi themselves. Second reason the Magen Avraham gives is because he says, Nashim, it's hard for them to pay attention, to concentrate, and they don't always really hear every word. It's a little bit long. Maybe they just weren't listening. They weren't listening to every word. Therefore, the Magen Avraham says, it's kedai to say a long kiddush together with the person making kiddush to make sure that they if they're not listening to every word, at least they said every word themselves. When you look at the Magen Avraham, it looks to me like he's really saying the second reason. Oh, the reason why Isha should say kiddush together with her husband is because the second reason is that she cannot concentrate, she's not going to hear every word. The Kviegel learns in the Magen Avraham, he means both reasons. He means the first reason also, that to be Yetz according to Taisa and the Rosh. Agapanim, the Magen Avraham says, always it's Kedai that the Isha should say Kiddush along together with the person making Kiddush, to make sure she's Yetz. And for sure, if the person making Kiddush is a Ben Yud Gimel, she has a whole problem, how she could be Yetz, you can't rely on Chazak and Rav, you're not sure if he's a Gadol, that she should say Kiddush together with the person making Kiddush. So, Fekta Mekivega in the Tshuva Siman Zayin, Akasha, on this Magen Avraham, how does this work? First of all, when she says Kiddush, Pasha, she's not saying Kiddush al Kais. Who's holding the Kais? The boy is holding the Kais, not her. And we have a Lacha, Kiddush supposed to be al Kais. So, how is she Yaitza? So on this Kivegis Kasha, this Agav the Chazanish Delzacha on this Kivegis, what's the Kasha? It says the Paiskim bring down the Shulchan Achrav Paskins that you don't really Mikah Din, you don't have to hold the Kais, the Kiddush HaKais. Mikah Din, you can be Yetz, the Sant, you can be Yetz the Kiddush HaKais by leaving a Kais on the table. We get that. Oh, but the Bikki Yosef and the Chidah, the Bikki Yosef holds even if someone else is holding the Kais, you can be Yetz the Kiddush HaKais as long as you see it.
Why did he bring it right from Kiddush?
Who says you could hear? Shacharit says what? We are going to get to maybe you might mean something which we're going to get to soon. There's a Gemara that I'm involved. We're going to get to soon. But anyway, we're just going. I'm trying to understand Kiriyas Kasha. Kiriyas Kasha here is how are you Yetsa Kiddush Al Kais when she says Kiddush herself. So the Chazon Ish tells, yes, a lot of Pesukim hold you can be Yetzir Kiddush HaKais as long as you see the Kais. Even if someone else is holding the Kais, you can be Yetzir. So Zot the Chazon Ish, Ken Zayin, the Kivege holds that here it's worse. Because over here, the other person holding the Kais wants to be Yetzir himself. He wants to be Yetzir himself. So you can't have two people being Yetzir on one Kais. You get someone being Yetzir himself on the Kais, and he can be Maitzi the Olam with Kiddush HaKais. But over here, you can't have the Isha trying to be Yetzir herself with Kiddush HaKais, and the cotton also be Yetzir. That you cannot have.
What's the problem?
You can't
be Yetzir in the same
Kais. One Kais is for one Kiddush. You cannot use one Kais for two people.
Make Kiddush
al Kais. Yeah, you have it. You have the papers. You have the last one.
Who's going to drink? Who's going to drink? Nobody. What do you ask? Nobody like this. He wants to be sent.
The right. Oh, so that's Kiddush Deraisa. So we're getting to the Kiriyas Teretz. You're getting to the Kiriyas Teretz. The Kiriyas wants to answer that. That's the Teretz. Teretz is that the Kiddush Deraisa is like you said. It's just to say the Losh, the Nusach of Kiddush. Just say the words of Kiddush. Kiddush HaKais, really it's a Machoikas. Roi Vishenim in Pesachim Daf Kavav and Nazi of Tala, they hold Kiddush HaKais as their Rabbanon. There are some Vishenim that hold that Kiddush HaKais is their Isa. Reminds we pass like Roi Vishenim that Kiddush HaKais, the Chayel Ayayin, is only their Rabbanon. So Meilas of the Kiddush very good. He says, the problem here to be Yetzah from the Ben Yud Gimel is, you cannot be Yetzah their Isa. So for the Isa, she says herself. She's not saying Mechachazak of the Rava. But for the Rabbanon of Kiddush HaKos, that you could be Simach of Chazaka the Rava. That you can rely, that you can be Yitzhak from the Ben Yigimel. For that, you can rely that he brought some on him. For all the Rabbanons, we rely on Chazaka the Rava. That's the Kiddush Chan the Magen Ram. That for Kiddush HaKos, you are Yitzhak from the Makadish, and for Kiddush Rabbanon, the Reis, I mean, that you Yitzhak by, that Ish is Yitzhak by saying yourself. But effectively, Kiddush HaKos, it's still Shveh. Because think about it. If you're being Yitzhak from the cotton, for Kiddush HaKos, having in mind what would be, in case the cotton did bring two sires, it's a suffix. Maybe the cotton brought two sires. So I bizarre you, Yitzhak from him, their ice also. So if you Yitzhak from the Ben Yigimel, their ice, how could she be Mekash herself? It'd be a Bracha Batala. What happened?
Can I have negative
thoughts?
I don't want to be
Yitzhak. I only want to be Yitzhak to the Kiddush HaKos? You can't do that. If you want to be Yitzhak to the Kiddush HaKos, I'm being Yitzhak for what he's saying. But if you're being Yitzhak to what he's saying, then on the side, it's a little hard how to split it. But in case he brought two sides, he was Zichah Yitzhak to the Raisa, and then what she said herself would be a bracha Batala. So that's the biggest problem. How do you read this Magen Avraham? Magen Avraham says that she should say alone Kiddush together with him. How does this work? To be Yitzhak Kiddush HaKos, she has to have something in mind, to be Yitzhak from the cotton. But then maybe she's Yitzhak the rice already, so how could she say Kiddush herself?
There's no bracha l'chatzayim. Which part of it is not a bracha?
It's not
chatzayim.
When there's a bracha, let's say there's a bracha. We're not up there yet. We're going to get to the bracha l'chatzayim. We're not up there. Right now we're working with a full bracha. Right?
Now let's say...
You're saying this is Kivega's Teres. Kivega learns, that's what you mean, Shmuley. The Kivega says that this is what the Magen Avraham means. It's B'Kiddush. When the Magen Avraham says that you say along Kiddush with the cotton, he doesn't mean you say along the whole Nusach HaKiddush. He means you say the Tevis and Tzoyis. You say the middle words of the Kiddush. That's all you say. You say the middle words of Kiddush together with the cotton, but the Psicha, the Baruch HaTashem, in the end, Baruch HaTashem, Akash HaShabbos, that you Yitzah from the Ben Yigimel. That's how it works. So in case he's not for this time not semech chazak derava, in case he's not bringing two sires, she was yetsa kiddush by saying the middle words. Because midiraisa, you don't have to say the bracha. Midiraisa, you just have to mention Shabbos. It's enough you said the whole long nusach of the middle words. With that, you yetsa kiddush deraisa. And for the kiddush al kais, that you have in mind to be yetsa from the cotton, the whole kiddush, the psicha and the chsima. And for that, there's no problem with bracha v'talma. In case you were yitz entirely from the cotton, you never said the lanusach bracha. So there's no problem with bracha v'talma. That's what Kivega learns in the Magen Avraham.
And that's what she should do with her husband also?
And that's what she should do with her husband also. She say the words inside. I mean, together with him. Say the middle words. Just the middle words together with him. So it solves all the problems. But there's another shtuk of chazanish. The chazanish is ma'ariya. From this Kivega, this is what the Shmuel is saying. From this Kivega, we see that there's such a thing as being Yetzer, a half a bracha with Shemei Kaina, and half a bracha with Amir yourself, half a bracha by yourself. Because it turns out the first, the psich and the chsima, she's being Yetzer with Shemei Kaina. And the middle word, she's saying herself. So it comes out that you're being Yetzer, a half a bracha with Shemei Kaina, and a half a bracha by saying it yourself. Now, does that work?
Your problem, would you find the bracha?
Sorry?
Which part of it is the actual bracha?
Well, you're being Yates.
What has the Shem bracha on it? In the first part, doesn't have a bracha on it? Shem bracha on it? In the first part,
Psicha has a Shem bracha? The whole part has the middle? It's one long bracha. Kish is one long bracha. It's called Psicha Nachsim. It starts off with Shekhi Shem Besaisav, Tzivan, Ratzavanu, and ends up with Kesha Shabbos. No, but this is also called one bracha. It's a psicha nechsim. It's all called one bracha. But Gemaisi being Yitzah, half a bracha with Shemei Kaina, and a half a bracha with Amir. So, in fact, the Chazon Ishakash on this from Gemara Daf Mem Vav. The Gemara says there's a brisa. The brisa says bichas a mazon shnayim b'shloisha. Bichas a mazon could be with two or three people. There's different pshat in Rishayim, but Tosis learns pshat the Gemara b'shem derif. Tosis being a lot of Rishayim bring down b'shem derif. Tosis also brings it down. That Pshat Gemara is, you could divide up Bechas HaMazon among two or three people. That each person could be Moitzi the Olam with one bracha. You could have one person make the first bracha, somebody else be Moitzi the Olam with the second and third, or the second bracha, someone else be Moitzi the third bracha. The fourth bracha is the Rabbanan, the Braisa is not talking about that, but you can have some of that also. But the Braisa says, but you cannot be divide up Bechas HaMazon with four or five people, because if you divide it up to four or five people, then you're going to have to start dividing up brachas. And Zakhtarif, ain't bracha chatzayin. You cannot divide up one bracha in half. You cannot be, have one person be Maisi Dalam the first half of bracha and someone else be Maisi with the second half of the bracha. So the Chazanish, what's why not? What's the reason? Vaistais, the Rif is saying there's no such thing as Shemei Ka'ina on the half of bracha. Not like the B'ki Vega. So in fact, the Chazanish, the Bleib Tzarechian. If you have but if each person is saying a half a bracha, that doesn't work. So you see, you cannot have Shemei Ka'ina and a half a bracha. So the stipler brings this down. Stipler is one more kasha from the Mishnah of Daflam Adala. What was the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, "Ha'ivu lefnei ateve v'tor, yavach atachtav, meichen umaschel, metchinas abracha shetor zeba." The Mishnah says that if someone's dying for the Amid, and he gets mixed up, and he cannot continue, he's moved a bracha, he's up to, let's say, bracha reinu, shemakenu sashana zeis, and he gets mixed up, and he cannot go baita. What do? You send somebody else up. Somebody else goes up and takes over. And the Mishnah says, meichen umaschel, where does he start? Does he start exactly from the point where the other person stopped? Maybe you should start as communists, exactly where the other person stopped. The Mishnah says, no. Mehechenu maschel, metchinas bracha shetah zeba. He starts from the beginning of the bracha that the guy got mixed up. He starts from the beginning of bracha leinu. So, in fact, the stipler, why? What's wrong? Why didn't you just continue as communists, continue the middle bracha? We were already yates to the first half of the bracha from the Shaykh Zib. Shaykh Zib is supposed to daven in a way, you know, even might see the Eilam, that's the way the original Takana was. We were already yates, in the Mishnah's times, for sure they were talking about many people were yates with that bracha. But what's the problem? We were already yates to the first half of the bracha from the Shaykh Zib, and let the second guy continue from where he left off. Why does the Mishnah say, Mayuch, Mehechenu Maschel, from where does he start? Metchinas Abracha Shetah Zebah. The Mishnah says, Beferish, no, that doesn't work. You have to start from the beginning. It's like the Stipler, it's derived from this Mishnah that you cannot have Shemei Ka'ina and a Chatzi Bracha. Over there, they didn't understand. A stomachache. Oh, yes, he's stomachache from this. Maybe they didn't understand. Maybe you have to say they understood the Bracha. How did it work? According to the taste in the rush we mentioned before. Okay, it's a Zaytik Akasha. But Akapanim, we have two rayas from the Gemara. When you're being Yaitse Bracha, when you're just making. Zeman is not always being Maitse someone. Zeman could be two ways. Sometimes there's Zeman with people, the Yaitse the entire benching with Shemei Ka'ina. So anyway, we have these two rayas that you cannot be Yaitse Shemei Ka'ina and a half a Bracha. So this is effect the stipend and the Chazanish, these kashas on the B'ki Vega. How could the B'ki Vega learn in the Magen Avraham? That's what he means, that you eat to the psich and the chsim of Kiddush with Shemei Ka'ina, and the middle words to say yourself, how could you have Shemei Ka'ina and have a bracha? The first raya is from the Gemara, says the Mavav, Bichas Amazin, Shnayim V'Shleisha. And the Rif says the reason is because you cannot have too many people being mice, because you can't have people make a bracha and have a bracha. So Stipe wants to say, the Teretz says is a chilk. By that Gemara of Bichas Mazen, Mishnayim B'Shleisha, where you want to be mechabed each person to say a half a bracha, the Mavarach is saying a half a bracha, and the person wants to be Yetz half a bracha. The same thing by the Mishnah of Lamadar and by Shrich Sibba Shatar. The Mavarach only said a half a bracha, and you want to be Yetz Shemeya Ka'ina on a half a bracha. Above here, in the B'Kivegas case, in the Magen Avraham's case, the person making Kiddush said a whole bracha. The Ben Yigimel is saying the entire Kiddush. You just want to be Yetzer with half of his Kiddush. That you could do. The only ray you have from those other two Gemaras is that you cannot. That if a person makes half a bracha, he cannot be Moitzer you with Shemei Ka'ina. But in this case, where the Ben Yigimel said the entire Kiddush, and you're only coming to be Yetzer with part of it, the Psich and the Chesima, with the Chesima, that you could do. What's the Chilek? The chiluk, I think, is, and the Sipe really explains it this way, pshat is that if you say a bracha shlema, then you could be teifas on that at din Shemei Ka'ina. On a bracha shlema, there's a din to be teifas on that Shemei Ka'ina. And mainly you could come and you could be even, it's a part of it. But the reason why these other gemaras are saying ein bracha chatzayin is because there's nothing there. He only said half a bracha is nishken zach. It's going to be tefas and that shemei kaina. There's not within the shemei kaina. Some guy's talking whatever he said. I said, you know, it doesn't work that way. It says a chalais din bracha. It's a bracha shem. That's where it could be tefas in them. But then you can be tefas in them a few shemei kaina and a half a bracha. Oh, we're gonna get that. We just want to finish off the stipend brings another right.
There's a whole bracha.
Then you could be yitzah.
They can pull half a bracha
out, right?
It's coming from a whole bracha.
So there's something here to have a din shemei kaina. Mainly, you could be yitzah even half a bracha from it. That's the type of stuff. And he brings the raya to it from halacha and Hilchos Megillah. And Hilchos Megillah, the Pirkei Avot says. It's a tough tzaddik. Prima Gadim says a practical halacha that when they clap Haman, a lot of times people miss a word. You can't hear it. So Prima Gadim, say along the word together. Say along the word yourself, even in a chumash. Say chachin to say from a kasha megillah, but even from a chumash. Prima Gadim says ad chatzia megillah, up to half the megillah, you could be yitzah in a chumash. As long as rave the megillah, you be yitzah from half you can say from a chumash. As long as rave, you heard from a kasha megillah. So Prima Gadim says you create the words you miss by saying yourself. So in fact, this type, the Gemara says in Megillah, the Halacha, called Pasuk, the Pasuk Moshe, not the Paskinon. Any Pasuk, Pesukim is Halacha Meshem Sinai, where the Pasuk begins and ends. What's the complete Pasuk? You're not even allowed to say half a Pasuk. Half a Pasuk is Nishken Zach. You're not allowed to say half a Pasuk. So over here, it's like this type, but how does it work? It comes out, you're being Yitzik, Shemei Kaina, on a half a Pasuk. And part of the pasuk would be Yetzer Amira. When you miss part of the Megillah, part of the words, and you say it yourself, so part the rest of the pasuk you're being Yetzer Shemei Kaina.
Half a pasuk you heard,
so it comes out you're being Yetzer half a pasuk with Shemei Kaina and half a pasuk by yourself. And Saibatayin is Mesvar, if there's such a halacha, you cannot have Shemei Kaina and a half a bracha, Mestam, you cannot have Shemei Kaina and a half a pasuk either. Because the pasuk is also a zach. It didn't call pasuk like paskei Moshe and not a paskei. Moshe Rabbeinu came down and told us what's called pasukim. You're not allowed to say half a pasuk. We said, how can you have a shemei kaina and a half a pasuk and half a pasuk with a mir yourself? So like the type of vice days, it's like he's saying, because since the Baal Kher said the whole pasuk, he said the entire pasuk, including Haman, the words that you miss. And mainly, it has a shem pasuk shalim. It's a pasuk shalim. Mainly, it could be chal on them. It didn't shemei kaina. Is the man, we could be typhus on that even to be yitz half a shemekah. Shemekah ain't even half of it.
Which part has the bracha on it? When
you get by the bracha, like by Kiddush, it would be the shame and machlis. That's the part of bracha of a tala. I mean, any part of it would be in chatzayin. Any part of it would be in chatzayin. Lamaisa, the Chazanish blibes Tzorchin on this kasha, and I like to think that the Chazanish could have thought of this teretz. So I think the Chazanish Vaistois did not hold of this teretz. The Chazanish Vaistois held that even if the Mavarach said an entire pasuk or an entire bracha, and you could say it's something to be teifus on that Shemei Kohen, but you cannot have Shemei Kohen Chatzoyin. Shemei Kohen is either you yates to the whole bracha Shemei Kohen or not. There's no such thing as Shemei Kohen on a Chatzi bracha. The stipend wants to say, when is there a problem of Shemei Kohen and Chatzi Bracha? It's only when the Mavarach did not say a whole Bracha. If the person that said half a Bracha, he cannot be raised to Shemei Kohen. But if the person said a whole Bracha, you can shepherd suit to that, and you can be Yitzha from it, take from it a half a Bracha. But the Chazon Ish, that also won't work. He blibes Tzorchin. Right, the way the Kivei goes to Magen Avraham, right, very good, he blibes Tzorchin. And the stipend is coming to defend for the Magen Avraham, the Kivei Gilgal is the Magen Avraham. Oh. So I saw the Milcha Shleima in Simon Chaf from Shem Zaman, Ayabach, he says the same thing as the stipend. Mamash the same thing. He brings down the Chazon Ish's Kasha, and he wants to say the same teretz. That if it's if the person making the bracha says a bracha Shleima, and it's a complete bracha, then you can make from that Shemei Kaina. You can be Yitzha Shemei Kaina even on half of it. You can, yes. And Shem Zalman is the one, really, I should have said B'Shamayim, Shem Zalman is the one that cleared that shayla that we started off with. Can you be Yetzer Shemei Kaina on a half a bracha, like the person was drinking, and he was Mesupik if he said Shakal. And now he has a problem. He can't say Shakal again, because he's not sure if he made a Shakal to begin with. He doesn't want to drink further, because he's not sure if he made a bracha. So his best Yetzer would be to be Yetzer for somebody else. The problem is, the other guy doesn't want to make a shakal. The other guy just wants to eat a donut. He just wants to make a mezainis. Can you ask him, be mighty me with the first half of the bracha, baruch Hashem HaKein Melech HaOlam, I'll be yitzah that Shemei Kaina, and I'll be yitzah the rest, myself, by saying shakal Yivivari. Oh, very good. So Shem Azam wants to say, first of all, Shem Azam talks about the shayla of this shayla. To be yetzah with a chatzi bracha. He says, according to the Chazanish, you cannot do it, because the Chazanish holds you can never be yetzah a half a bracha with Shemei Kain and a half a bracha with Amir. But Shem Azam says, according to the way he wanted to say, which is the disciples said the same thing, since the guy making mezainis said a complete bracha, he's making a complete mezainis, you can't take from him and be yetzah the first half, the psicha. So it would work. But then Rosh Hashanah has, what Yitzi is asking, it has a different problem from the Gemara and Bracha stuff you base. The Gemara says, possibly the Chamer, the same with the Shichra, the Gemara is a Shayla for Yitzah. If a person's holding a cup of beer, he thinks it's wine, and he makes it, and he says, Baruch HaTashama Kenim Melech HaElam, he says the Psicha, he has a mind to make a bar for your goffin. And then he realizes before that it's not wine, it's beer. So he ends off Shakon Yibidvari. But he said the Psicha, Adait to the Chamer, the Psicha, Adait to be bar for your goffin. Is that good or not? The Gemara is a Shayla. It might be passing with the air, but it is good. But even according to the tzad that it's not good, so Bishlam Zalman says, he also said that problem. How could he be yetzah the first half? You're taking the psicha that the guy said, adait of mezainis, and you want to use it here for shahakal. So here it's even worse. At least in the Gemara's case, the guy himself changed his mind in the middle. Okay, himself changed his mind and made a shakal. Here, that guy ended off with a complete mezainis. He made his whole psicha for mezainis. How can you use that for shakal? So Bisham Zaman just wants to declare, he says, you know, maybe there's a different shandig more over there. You really have to understand what's wrong, according to the tzad, that pasuk with the cham, the same with the shikha, you start off with the same bracha to Hashem, a daita, very pure goffin, with the wrong bracha, and you end off with the correct bracha. What's wrong with that? He says, one pshat is, like we're saying, is you have to have in mind the psicha, what the bracha is going to be. But he says, maybe it's a different Pshan the Gemara. Maybe the Pshan the Gemara is, because over there, what you had in mind, Bar Pir Gafin, you had in mind a bracha vatala. You had in mind something that's not a bracha. When a person makes a Bar Pir Gafin on beer, that's not a bracha vatala. It doesn't help at all. It's a shakal. The Bar Pir Gafin won't help at all. So when you had in mind a bracha vatala, it was a mistake, but you had in mind a bracha vatala, maybe that's why it doesn't work at all. But over here, you had a mind of mezainis, and the person listening to Shemei Ka'ina was listening from a psicha of a mezainis. So maybe that's not ma'akev. Maybe the psicha is all the same, whether it's for mezainis or shahakal. Really, it's a psicha of a bracha. As long as it's not a bracha of a tongue, maybe it's okay. So there's right, he's eating the mezainis. So right, so he's making a mezainis. So maybe it's hold from Shan the Gemara. Most people learn the Gemara, possibly the Chama, the same, but the Shicha is because you have to have in mind the correct bracha what it's sending off. Shem Zama says maybe it's not Shan the Gemara. Maybe Shan the Gemara is it's not so important which bracha you had in mind when you said the psicha. It's a psicha of a bracha. The problem with that Gemara was when you had in mind a bracha of a tongue, you had in mind a zach which is not a bracha at all. Bar Pir Gafin on beer is not a bracha at all. It's a bracha of a tongue.
But it's the same bracha.
Yes.
He didn't hear the last few words, and he says to himself, then I'm going to say it's good, and it's yes. They're both making signs. He's being guided.
Oh, that would that yeah.
Two, three words.
Then you wouldn't have any of these problems of the Gemara. You wouldn't have any of these problems of the Gemara bracha stuff you base. The only shayla would be about Shemei Kohen and half a bracha, and that would be the machlekes the Chazanish and Rosham Zalman and the Sleipa. Okay.
So, if somebody's making kiddush and there's a big crowd, right? And so they hold the cup and it's a bracha to Hashem or Kenel Kalam, and you don't hear him say break your guffin. So, if you don't hear the end, could you say the end yourself?
Very good. Very good. Dr. Fist is saying very good channel. Also, it would all be telling in this. Can you have, over there, you want to have a bracha tzayin.
But you didn't hear it.
Right. In case you heard the psicha, the bracha, probably the best thing in that case really would be just to not have in mind not to be yetzah and now make your own bracha. Be mafsik to.
Which you started out having in mind to be yetzah, and he had you in mind.
Well, you obviously have the food. You have the food in front of you. If you're going to finish the bracha, you have to be tayim. You have the food in front of you, so I guess make the whole bracha. But theoretically,
what's the shayla? Like, you don't have the kais of money, but otherwise, the bracha itself, you should be like, right? So both making the same bracha, unless you are going to be, it should be,
according to the Chazon Lakish, should be it. You will not be it. The Chazon Lakish holds you. You cannot have.
Which part of the brook has the shame brook? Which part complements?
What if you're not drinking the
I know what's bothering you.
Both parts have
I think I know what's really bothering you over here is how much of bracha do you have to say, and what you really want to know is there's a mugan of rum in Siman Samach Dala, which is very this big yisoid from mugan of rum that you should know that if you missed a few words of a bracha, you yaitza. The mugan of rum says that as long as you got the beginning of the bracha and the end of the bracha.
Everywhere
where you miss, if you miss a few words in the middle, you yaitza.
But no, no, but I'm saying Sanjay, it's like
the rest of
the flag here to Amen.
If you hear
Amen, okay. Oh, well, I just wanted to say what we said before, that it seems to me that the Chazon Ish is chelka on this teretz. The Chazon Ish doesn't hold of this teretz. That even if the person made a complete bracha, it doesn't help. Even if it's made a complete bracha, it doesn't help. You cannot have Shemei Kayina on a half a bracha, the way the Chazon Ish brought a raya from Bichas Muslim Beis V'Gimel. What would the Chazon Ish do with the stipend raya from Megillah? Megillah says the Pima Gadim. It says that the Pima Gadim does say that you could be able to say half a pasuk with Shemei Kayina and half a pasuk by Mir. The teretz is the Chazon Ish could hold. There's a chilk between Pesukim and Brachas. The stipend wants to compare the two. The stipend wants to say if you cannot have Shemei Kayin on the half a bracha, then you cannot have Shemei Kayin on the half a pasuk. And the Chazon Ish say, no, it's not the afka. Half a pasuk is also a zach. There's taka aloch, a pasuk like paske moshan, not like paskinan. A pasuk is a chashva zach, but there's such a thing as a half a pasuk also. So the Chazon Ish will hold that. And the half a pasuk taka you can be used with Shemei Kayin, if I'm here or not. But the stipend holds it is the same. So this is just a little interesting. In Pesukim's fourth down, there's two minhagim in davening by Chnosa Sefer Torah. We always say the Chazan says Yehal Moshem Hashem Ki Niskav Shemay Nevada, and the Olam answers back Hoydu Eretz Hashemayim. Bemis is all one pasuk. It's a pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Kufim Ches. So there's really two minhagim. There's an alta minig that the Olam doesn't just answer back the words Hoydu Eretz Hashemayim, which is a half a pasuk. Again, this is all one pasuk. Yehav Moshem Hashem Ki Niskav Shemayim Avadai Hoydu Eretz Hashemayim is all one pasuk. So the old minig was, there was an old minig that the Olam would answer back from the beginning, Yehavlu. They would say from the beginning, Yehav Moshem Hashem Ki Niskav Shemayim Avadai. But later, our minig is, the Chazan just says the first half of the pasuk, Yehav Moshem Hashem Ki Niskav Shemayim Avadai, and the Olam answers back, the second half of the pasuk, Hoydu Eretz Hashemayim. So the Magen Avraham makes the kasha, other pasuk makes the kasha, the Gemara says in the Gemara, Kol Pesukim LePaskei Moshe Anan LePaskinan. It's an issus, and this is a half a pasuk. How do we say a half a pasuk of just Hoydu Eretz Hashemayim? This is a chayv pshat in the other minig that the Olam says the entire pasuk. What's pshat in our minig that we just say half a pasuk? So it's Ken Zayin. I was thinking, Ken Zayin, the real minig is that the Shliach Tzibba, when he says Yehal Hashem Hashem, he should be Moitzi the Olam, but then Shemei Ka'ina. The Olam should have a mind to be Yitzah, but Shemei Ka'ina. Yehal Hashem Hashem, Ki Nizkav Shemayim Avadai. So really, we're saying a whole pasuk. The first half of the pasuk, we're being Yitzah with Shemei Ka'ina. And the second half of the pasuk will be Yitzah with Hayda Shemayim, will be Yitzah by saying ourselves. This would again be a case of being yes, a half a pasuk with Shemei Kain and half a pasuk be Amir ourselves. And maybe that's the two minhagim. The first minig held you can't do that. That's why the Olam has to say the whole pasuk. And the second minig says you can do that. You can have a half a pasuk with Shemei Kain and a half a pasuk with Amir ourselves. If this is Takab Shad, then it will come out that the Baal Tefillin should have this in mind. The Sheikh Sub should have in mind to be Moitzi the Olam with Shemei Kain. And the Olam should have in mind to be Yates with Shemei Kain. I don't think the Olam was knowing that way. It was just a cigar. And there's a few more hours to say on the Indian, but we'll leave it for now, and we have it here written up in the print if anyone would like a copy. Sure.